Thoughts on Mark, Mark chapter 14, verses 3 to 9. But in this discourse, especially verses 4 and 5, the disciples' reaction. Verses 4 and 5 of Mark 14. Let me read it to you. Some of those present were saying indignantly to one another, "Why this waste of perfume? Remember, this woman has poured this ointment upon Christ. It could have been sold for more than a year's wages, and the money given to the poor." And they rebuked her harshly. Mark chapter 14, especially verses 4 and 5. Now, if we link this with Matthew 26, and we link it with John chapter 12, I think we can say that this woman, though, as I've said, is obscure, we don't know her name, is probably Mary. And though I've said the disciples' reaction, you remember in Mark, well, I've just read to you, it doesn't say disciples, it says some of those present. But if you put Mark, if you put Mark 14 with Matthew 26 and John chapter 12, I think we are talking about the disciples here. So this woman has given her heart to Christ. I mean, literally, she's given the perfume. But she's spending her heart, her devotion upon Christ. And what kind of reaction does she get from the disciples? We have to say, her fellow disciples. Well, she's rebuked by their carnality. That's the word I'm going to use. We will see that Christ gives his stamp of approval. But these people, they say, this is over the top. This is too much. And they're indignant. And they're grumbling. And they're up in arms about it. They're murmuring. They're questioning. They're finger-jabbing. I'm pretty sure that they glowered at her. Maybe some of them were silent, but their looks were enough to kill her. Some of them were saying indignantly to one of them, probably not to her, "Why this waste? Look at her. Okay, over the top, this nonsense." And they rebuked her harshly. Money poured down the drain. "Think of the poor," they said. They're very angry. They're steamed up about it. They're threatening her. Verbal abuse, facial abuse, and all the rest of it. They're glowering at her. If looks could kill. They must have made her feel very, very uncomfortable. They must have embarrassed her. They must have, in such a way, upset her grievously and broken her spirit. Of course, they had their arguments. Well, think about the poor. Think about the poor. The money, the waste. What do I say to this, my friend? Eyewash. Poppycock. Let's come to a better word. Hypocrisy. Why? As Christ will tell them, you've always got the poor. You can always do them good. How much do you actually spend on the poor? Remember, Judas is the man who was looking to keep the bag and all the rest of it. There's plenty of money going around here that they got their eyes on. Oh, yeah. It's just an excuse, isn't it? It's like the theologians. They can always find the theology to justify a practice. They want to criticize this woman. Perhaps, let me make a suggestion to you. Perhaps they're righteously indignant because she has cut them to the quick. Maybe she has shown them up. That's not her purpose. Her purpose is to be devoted to Christ. But her devotion to Christ is an embarrassment to them because they know that they've been cold and dry and stony and hard-hearted. Carnal. They're materialists at this point. And that's what they're thinking of. You see, Jesus says, wherever the gospel is preached, what this woman has done will be preached in memory of her. Not what my disciples have said about the poor. No, that's not the number one. This woman is devoted to me, and she's given her all for me. And these men are hypocrites. Now, that's the reaction here. Does this challenge you, my friend? It challenges me. It's got to challenge me. If it doesn't challenge me, I'm in a terrible state. Am I a hypocrite? Am I cold? Do I take a righteous stand because I'm jealous and bitter? Because I've been stung by somebody's action for Christ. Oh, may God speak to me. These men are showing, I think, what's in their heart. The woman showed what was in her heart, and they're showing what's in theirs. What's in your heart, my friend? What's in mine? May Christ, well, Christ does read it. May he produce in our hearts real love and warmth and devotion to him. May that show in our actions, in our words, in our lives. May it all be for the Christ's glory. May it all be for his praise. May it all be to exalt him.